Many environmental organizations are grappling with the racist legacies of their founders or namesakes. As WAMU's Jacob Fenston tells us, it's led one local organization to change its name, dropping the word Audubon.
When you hear Audubon, you probably think of birds and wildlife conservation, but there's a man behind the name, John James Audubon. In the 1820s, he traveled the North American continent with the goal of cataloging and drawing all the native birds.
The illustrations he was doing was just really quite unprecedented for the time.
Dorcita Taylor is a professor at the Yale School of the Environment, and she wrote a book about race and the conservation movement. She says Audubon's work as an ornithologist and artist galvanized the early environmental movement, but Audubon's other work was often ignored. He owned a trading post in Kentucky where he bought and sold enslaved people.
He traded in everything, even some of the birds that he killed. He would draw them, then he would either sell them in the shop or eat them for dinner. So he was very pragmatic that way. And so human trafficking was, for him, another kind of commerce.
When you look at the facts of the man himself, it just doesn't seem like the right namesake.
Lisa Alexander is director of the Audubon Naturalist Society, a local independent group based in Montgomery County. The group recently announced it's changing its name, leaving behind Audubon and his racist past, though they haven't yet picked a new name. Alexander says it's still possible to acknowledge the beauty of Audubon's work and its impact, as well as all the accomplishments of the organizations that later took his name. Audubon societies popped up around the country in the late 1800s as bird populations were being decimated. Nowadays, Alexander says there's a bigger worry.
If we're going to face up to our biggest environmental threat in human history, climate change, we all have to be at the table.
The problem in the environmental movement goes deeper than just names, says Caroline Brewer. She's the director of marketing and communications at the Audubon Naturalist Society.
It's the voices of white Americans who are in leadership positions at these organizations that show up when people talk about issues affecting the environment. It's their experiences that have been reflected.
Brewer says the organization has worked hard in recent years to become more inclusive, launching conferences for Black and Latino environmentalists and going from a board of directors where everyone was white to one today where half are people of color. The Audubon Naturalist Society is definitely not the only Audubon struggling with the name.
I look forward to the last day Audubon's name is said.
Tyke James is president of the D.C. chapter of the National Audubon Society. James is also one of the creators of Black Birders Week, started after the viral racial profiling incident of a black bird watcher in Central Park. He says the D.C. chapter hasn't discussed the name or its history, but
asking the question and constantly seeking the answer of how we got here puts us in a much better position to figure out what we need to do next.
The National Audubon is also reconsidering the name, starting a 12 to 18-month process to examine it. Andres Jimenez runs the D.C.-based nonprofit Green 2.0, which works to make environmental groups more inclusive.
So yes, changing your name or letting folks know what has happened in your past is a great start, but by no means is that the end.
Jimenez says more important than names are actions, especially in terms of hiring.
People of color need to be integrated into all different types of positions, whether it's treasurer, VP, president, staff assistant, scientist.
Jimenez says there's been a lot more willingness to confront the issue in the past year and a half since the killing of George Floyd and the racial justice movement that's followed. Dorcita Taylor of Yale agrees. She remembers a time in the mid-90s at a conference about John Muir when she spoke about the racist past of the Sierra Club founder.
I was the only person of color in the room, and I literally had to get out of that room because I thought people were going to get physical and turn on me.
Taylor says a name change can be a good thing, a way to stay relevant. After all, while many environmentalists today might admire Audubon's art, few would approve of his method of slaughtering endangered birds to draw them up close.
Conservationists don't behave like that anymore.
For WAMU, I'm Jacob Fenston.